Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
All right. Can I have everyone's attention? It's great to see so many club members here today, but please, we've got a very tight schedule and we need to get started. So if you can just get back to your seats. Thank you. Okay. So, the nominating committee will be meeting upstairs in the library in, let's see, 15 minutes. Now, current international officers, none of you are on the nominating committee, are you? No? Good. Then you all need to go to meeting room A with the photographer so we can get some pictures for the website. I'd like everyone back here in 1 hour, that's 12 o'clock sharp, to hear the report of the nominating committee and vote on the candidates for new officers. After that, we can break for lunch.
Number 71. Where is the speaker? Number 72. What is the speaker's main concern? Number 73. What does the speaker want people to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
When Jerry Lamont moved into the 20-year-old house he'd just bought in a Denver suburb, he got to work bringing the house into the 21st century energy-wise. An experienced do-it-yourselfer, Jerry installed new insulation and a skylight that turned his attic into a heat collector. All this, plus some ingenious changes to the house's airflow, cost Jerry a total of $3,500. But now, his annual bill for heating, cooling, and hot water is an unbelievably low $50. And his impact on global warming is almost nothing. How'd he do it? Well, Jerry will be here to tell WCOD listeners exactly how he did it. So join us today at 4 o'clock for This Green Planet, 93.6 on your FM dial.
Number 74. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 75. Who is Jerry Lamont? Number 76. What did Jerry Lamont do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Mr. Vidalis, my name is Shauna Rustin from the Orion Dance Company. I was given your number by a friend of yours, Rob Kramer. The reason I'm calling is, I'm hoping you can write an article about Orion's upcoming performance season, something more than just the usual calendar listing. And Rob thought you might like to do a little backup work, interview the lead dancers, that sort of thing. At any rate, if you're interested, I can also set up interviews with the dancers. I'll also need your email address to send you the press release and some stock photos. So if you can get back to me at 772-1582, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Number 77. Who does the caller represent? Number 78. What does the caller want Mr. Vidalis to do? Number 79. What does the caller claim to have? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Dalton Foods is the largest North American distributor of food and food-related products, and a world leader in food packaging for the food-to-go segment of the industry. We currently provide products and services to more than 400,000 customers, including restaurants, schools, healthcare facilities, hotels, and others. In addition to food, Dalton owns Alpha Labs, makers of cold remedies, and we have plans to diversify further into healthcare, where we feel our distribution network gives us a competitive advantage. In recent years, growth has come largely from increased business with developing markets. In Latin America, in particular, we've seen double-digit growth and expect that trend to continue.
Number 80. In what area does a speaker claim Dalton Foods is a world leader? Number 81. In what non-food industry is Dalton Foods involved? Number 82. According to the speaker, what is the main reason for Dalton's economic growth? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio talk.
The Buckley Big Band comes to town this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday night, to the Newport Theatre at 28 Pine Street. This award-winning band has been entertaining audiences around the world for nearly 30 years, and only a few tickets are still available. But we've got 10 tickets that we are giving away completely free. Just call KJAZ Radio at 270-7770 when you hear me say the words free ticket. The second caller wins each time. That's 270-7770. Great group, big sound, don't miss it. Just call when you hear me say the magic words, sometime in the next few minutes.
Number 83. How many nights will the Buckley Big Band play? Number 84. What is claimed about the Buckley Big Band? Number 85. How can someone win a free ticket? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hi, Hillary, it's Bess. Got your message, and yes, I have a great place to recommend in Belize. It's this beautiful resort in Cay Caulker called Caribbean Vista. It's right on the beach. Actually, they own like half a mile of the beach, so it's really private. At any rate, it's enormous. Some kind of old estate that was converted into a hotel. It's a beautiful old Victorian mansion. The lobby is like an old movie set. Lots of great wood detailing, chandeliers. Absolutely stunning. Our room was large and comfortable and cool. The restaurant was old-fashioned, but fantastic. A bit pricey, but good for what you get. Anyway, I'll email you the details, but it's a definite yes if you're looking for a place to stay in Cay Caulker.
Number 86. Where is the hotel located? Number 87. What is claimed about the hotel? Number 88. Which part of the hotel does the speaker compare to a movie set? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
I hope you've enjoyed our little film about the James Island Nature Preserve. Now, a few closing words, and this will be a little less scenic than the birds and animals you just saw on the screen, but equally important, about the preserve and its economic benefits to our community. The preserve has created dozens of jobs for island residents, both in the park itself, which is open year-round, and in a number of projects for sustainable development, such as green ecotours and a wind and solar energy project that will eventually generate most of the island's electricity. There's no question the preserve has significantly improved the environmental and economic health of James Island and its residents.
Number 89. What is the talk mainly about? Number 90. What did the speaker do before the talk? Number 91. What does the speaker predict for the future of James Island? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hi, Jim. This is Amanda Nichols on Vine Street. I just wanted to thank you for the wonderful job you and your crew did building our new front porch. We love it, and our neighbors still haven't stopped complimenting us. I also wanted to tell you what a great crew you have. Brian and Eddie were absolute sweethearts. Professional, hardworking, and oh so polite. They're good at what they do and really good at client relations. So you've got some winners there. Anyway, I've already passed your name on to some friends and neighbors, and I just wanted to tell you that you can use me as a reference anytime you like. Oh yes, and I gave Eddie a check, so we should be paid in full. Thanks again, Jim.
Number 92. Who is the speaker probably addressing? Number 93. What qualities does the woman praise about the workers? Number 94. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
Okay, we're heading down now into the best-known parts of Heidelberg's Old Town. This street is the Hauptstrasse and it's Germany's largest pedestrian walkway, very popular with tourists and locals alike. You'll note that although the buildings are quite old, the shops and restaurants are distinctly modern and have all the latest brands. The Ritter Hotel, here on your right, has excellent traditional German food, and across the street, you get a great view of the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, an impressive medieval church. We're going to go beside the cathedral and head to the river, but before we turn, look up to your right and you'll see the castle above the town. It's something you absolutely must visit before you leave. We have both walking and coach tours there, and I'll tell you more about them at the end of this tour.
Number 95. What does the speaker draw attention to? Number 96. What does the speaker say about the Ritter Hotel? Number 97. What will the speaker do at the end of the tour? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Around the turn of the 20th century, old Thomas Peterson was well known here as the best water witch of Ashland County. people would hire him to find water on their property so they could find the best spot to drill a well. What he did is, with a forked branch he'd cut from a peach tree, he'd walk around the property, and when he passed over a good source of water, the branch would point toward the earth. Or at least that's what people believed. This branch was called the rod, and every water witch had his or her own. Divining is what they called the practice. At any rate, strange as it may sound to those of us with modern tools and scientific thinking, this search for water was pretty successful, so farmers and home builders would happily pay a small fee for the service.
Number 98. What does the speaker imply about Thomas Peterson? Number 99. What information about water witches does the speaker provide? Number 100. What does the speaker offer an opinion about? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.